Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we're talking about what the two of you can do to have better holiday sex no matter where you are celebrating.
And this quote from Anonymous that says, "I already have what I want for Christmas, and it's you." Just something to be thinking about as we get very, very close to Christmas Day and what that all looks like, and all of the intimacy and whatnot wrapped around that. And that's what we're going to be talking about in today's show. But first, we start each One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And a hug is an opportunity for you to hear from someone else in the one family, someone whose marriage has undergone just incredible transformation. And this hug comes from a message that was shared by a summit partner in the Position of the Month Club. And if you're not sure what the Position of the Month Club is, you can always check that out at positionofthemonthclub.com. This person starts with a giant, "We did it. We did it. We took on a 60-day challenge. We ended close to 40 out of 60 days.
Wow.
We tried a lot of new positions, experimented with different essential oils, and sort of figured out shower sex, something we had never tried before. We had two minor surgeries with a few days off for recovery and a family vacation in the mix, which we actually figured out how to navigate, whereas before it would have been no sex."
Wow.
Game changer.
Love it.
"We did not finish strong, but that's okay. We are now rolling right into the intimacy lifestyle, which I think will be a very comfortable fit for both of us. During this whole time, we have listened to two podcasts a day and discussed them at night. So not only has our physical intimacy grown, but so have all our other intimacies. Thank you, Tony and Elisa, for the great material to motivate us to get better."
I love it. I mean, these guys are, they're spot on to us. I mean, we did 40 out of 60 days and, you know, so congratulations. I mean, it's only, there's only so much, there's so much runway still.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a lot of way to go. So just keep on. And for all of you who are joining us for the first time, you may have heard about the One Extraordinary Marriage Show from a friend or saw it somewhere. Hey, welcome. We're honored and blessed to have you here today with us.
Absolutely. And yeah, we're in this time of year when sex and sexual intimacy can really take a backseat to all of the other must-dos. You know, you're in the time when you've got to like decorate the tree and you've got Christmas parties to go to. And don't forget about getting the presents wrapped. And you want to visit with friends and family. And you've got the kids' Christmas programs that happen on different nights because that's just the way it goes. And you want to go see the Christmas lights. And you've got your favorite Christmas movies that you want to watch. And the list goes on and on and on. And it seems to start earlier and earlier every year, but you know, we're really honing in right now just on this last couple of weeks. And you know, our sex lives for so many couples seem to actually go on Christmas break, right? All this other stuff, you know.
That's an interesting way to say it, that our sex lives go on Christmas break. It's almost like we're still in a school situation and we're like, oh, well, kids are off of school, so this is going to be off as well.
Right. And I think that happens for a lot of couples. It's happened for us in years past. And truth be told, 75% of the one family feels like they have challenges with intimacy during the holiday season.
I could see that. I mean, heck, we've been there.
Absolutely. So think about that for a minute. If you go out to dinner with three other couples, there are four couples sitting at a table. It's the month of December. Three out of the four couples are not doing well this month. Just let that sit.
Mm-hmm.
It's why you all are listening to the show. I mean, the month of December is supposed to be, you know, merry and bright and supposed to be joyful and all this excitement about Christmas and you know, all of these wonderful things that are happening. And yet, you know, if you like scroll through your Facebook feed or you like spend any time in a parking lot in the month of December, or you go to the mall, or you're talking to people, you're going to hear people talking about being tired and cranky and feeling overwhelmed and really just not connected.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Absolutely. And that, like, tired, cranky, overwhelmed, and disconnected, that's not the recipe for great sex. Ever. But then you throw on, it's supposed to be the most wonderful time of the year, and there's this huge, just like, yuck, weight that's sitting over couples. And that's not what we want for you guys. It's not what we want for us. Like, I'm going to be a little selfish here, because I will tell you a little bit of the dynamic in our household. Apparently we are really fertile around the month of March. So,
well, we were when we were having
not
kids.
Currently. No, there are no more DiLorenzo babies coming. So both of our kids have their birthdays between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So you stick two birthdays in there. Plus our son, Andrew, the one that died, his birthday is the day after Alex's. So technically we have three birthdays between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Well, in early years after the passing of Andrew, there was a lot of grieving in this time frame. There's a lot of hurt and there's a lot of pain. We both have overcome that, which has been glorious and amazing. And yet there are those years when, you know, the holidays just brought another added layer after the passing of Andrew.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, I was overcompensating and just like, the emotions were way skewed. And then you get into the Christmas time and, you know, I remember the years of just going like, oh my gosh, this is what somebody wants for Christmas. And I've tracked it down at the one Toys R Us store that's like 35 minutes away and they close in 22 minutes. So I got to go. And I literally one year left the house at 11 o'clock to make it to a Toys R Us to get the Lego set.
Mm-hmm.
The Lego set. It was the Jabba the Hutt Lego set, right? And you do those crazy things for your kids and then you stay up late wrapping and we've done it.
Mm-hmm.
And we do the Christmas parties. I mean, I was sharing with some friends the other day. We have, like, this particular week when we're recording, we have something going on every single night, which then leads to, you know, us trying to, like, figure out how we're going to do the intimacy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've shared it many times on the show. Y'all know how I feel about awake sex. I'm a huge fan of it. But all of this Christmas busyness and stuff tends to put us into, well, it's like late night sex. It's one thing if it's the late show that you're staying up to watch. It's a lot harder to do the late night sex.
Yeah, because everybody's tired, pooped out from a long day and everything that's gone on, especially, you know, this time of year. I think of a lot of it for us and what we've had to navigate and understand are those parties, mm-hmm. those holiday parties. It could be, you know, with a bunch of friends. It could be at work. It could be, you know, volunteering at certain organizations. There's galas going on. And how do we make sure that we're staying connected sexually, even with all that going on? Because a lot of times at those parties are rich foods,
mm-hmm.
lots of good foods, alcohol is flowing most of the time. And what does that look like during this season? And really, when we talk in this episode, we're really looking at this really finite amount of time that happens between Thanksgiving and New Year.
Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because this is a month that can, if you're not aware of it, it can actually derail a lot of couples.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because everybody's just trying to hold it all together to have like a great holiday, which is an exterior, and they're not taking care of the interior, the interior foundation, which is the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're having to navigate and deal with stress related to travel and kids and kids being home because it's break. And then you have, you know, you're traveling and you're staying with relatives. So you're trying to navigate having sex in somebody else's house if you're going there. Or you've got people staying in your house. So there are extra people
mm-hmm.
around and you're trying to navigate, you know, having sex when there are extra people in your house. Or you know, you've got longer work hours. We know a lot of you are in professions and in industries where this is like your crazy busy time. And so the exhaustion factor is there because you're working so many more hours or you
right.
have those extra obligations and you just get to this place where you're like, I'm so frustrated. Like, what's going on with us? What's supposed to be this, you know, Merry Christmas feels more like bah humbug. When is it going to be January 1 so we can just start a new year? And you just kind of grin and bear it because you're doing for everybody else. But where's the time out to say, what do we do? what do we do for us? It actually, you know, kind of reminds me of, you know, if you've ever flown on an airplane and you're traveling with kids, the fabulous flight attendant, after they've done all of their, you know, safety, you know, reminders, will come to your row and she will say, in the event of an emergency, please put your mask on first and then put on the mask for your child. Mm-hmm. Don't do it in the other way. And yet Christmas seems to come and we're like, hey, we got to put the mask on the kids first. We've got to make sure that they've got their presents, and we've got to make sure that we, you know, have the gifts, and we've got to make sure that we've taken care of this part.
And the baking and the cooking and all of that begins to happen. The decorating, it's everybody else. So we put everybody else's masks on, and yet have we put on our masks?
Mm-hmm. And in most cases, when it comes to sexual intimacy for couples, as I've shared the number at the top of the show, 75% of you have got the masks on everybody else and not on your marriage.
Yeah. And that's an oxygen mask.
Yes.
And the reason we're putting that oxygen mask on is to fill our lungs, right? I mean, in the event of that happening. But think about that even in real life. I mean, man, especially during this holiday season, short breaths. I mean, think about, when was the last time you took a full deep breath, like just through your nose, just sucked in a lot of air and got it into your lungs and into your body and allowed that to work on you first.
Mm-hmm.
And so Elise and I have gone through, this is going to be our 23rd, actually, Christmas together as a married couple. It's our 25th as an actual like couple that we've
dating
known
couple.
Dating. So we've gone through Christmas many a times, and have experienced a lot of them. And I would say this year is one of those years where we came to an agreement that, you know what, we're putting all that aside because we decided that we're leaving for Christmas. We're taking off. We're taking a week just for us and the kids to just recharge and reset.
Mm-hmm.
We've never done this before. And it's just what an interesting dynamic has happened, because we've just allowed ourselves to just go, we're going to experience that week and not really get too full and busy with the day to day of what Christmas and the holidays bring.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I hadn't really thought about this, you know, oxygen mask analogy prior to creating this show. But in doing so, it really just hits home. The reason you put on the oxygen mask is because you need to survive, right? You need to be in a place of actually thriving on the airplane in order to be able to take care of somebody else. And the same thing is true with your marriage, right? If you get into a place where you're able to look at the marriage and say, how do we connect, right? And we are talking about sexual connection. Absolutely. But it's looking at all the connections, just like the hug that we shared at the top of the show. You know, what started as the 60 days of sex challenge, maybe they didn't start at 60, they completed, you know, 40 out of 60, became so much more because they were working on all their other intimacies.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what happens, and what do people actually see in the Christmas season when the two of you put your marriage first? It's crazy radical to not put the kids first at Christmas time. Like, I'm just going to say it. But when the two of you start saying, okay, how are we going to get through this season as a team and connected? Because, I mean, anybody can power through a season. You can. I mean, people do it all the time. And then they get to January 1st and they're, you know, back at the office and they're just grumbly. Stop being grumbly. Start being so intentional about your life that you're like, what can we do? Right. How do we come through this season, not just surviving it, but thriving? How do we come through more connected instead of less connected? How do we look at the next year and say, oh my gosh, this is the start of a new year? What you're doing right now in terms of holiday sex and holiday connection is actually setting up your next year for success.
And I just, again, I want to put a little timestamp on this episode for sure, because really we're in a very short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't, hey, you know, we got to look at this as a 60 days of sex challenge or something, which is, you know, multiple months. We're talking about a few weeks here.
Right.
And so really looking at this time frame a little bit differently, shifting that mindset, shifting how we are going to be even more intentional about our sexual intimacy. How are we going to jump in and make sure that we are doing it, even if we are at somebody else's house or in someone else's area, or we are traveling, or we do have guests coming over? Because we know many of you now have large families. The kids have grown, they've left, they've married. Now they're coming back and they're celebrating it with you guys, which is, I couldn't imagine how special that is for you to have that celebration with your family. And yet, in all of that, are you and your spouse taking the time to go, you know what? We're going to be having a little naughty time, you know, naughty or nice, a little Santa naughty there, nice. You know what I'm saying? But are we going to have a little bit of that time for ourselves, even though the kids are back, you know, the daughter-in-law and the son-in-laws are here, the grandkids are here. So short amount of time, and yet how are we going to experience the joy with one another?
Absolutely. And you know, what do you gain by realizing that in an intense season, you can actually make your marriage a priority, even when there's a lot on your plate and you have a demanding schedule and there are either people in your house or you're in somebody else's house? What does that prove to you? And what does it prove to your spouse about the priority that they have in your eyes? And we want to talk about this, and we want to be able to equip you as you're in this holiday season.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
So, newsflash, Christmas is coming. So is New Year's. And interestingly enough, they happen every year. So the skills that you're developing now, you're actually going to be able to use next year, right? And the year after. It's just focusing on this, like Tony said, this very concentrated period of time. So first question I want to ask you is, how can you, the two of you, make your sexual intimacy a priority in this window? In this window, what can you do? Right? Do you need to have a conversation about what your intimacy lifestyle is going to look like in this season? Right? Do you have the conversation? If you're already doing the intimacy lifestyle, then you just say, what is it going to look like for the next 3 weeks till we get to the first of the year? Okay.
Because you may have to make that adjustment to work for you guys.
Absolutely. And here's the thing we do here. In the one family, we talk about our sex lives. We create an environment where we are able to have a give and take about what that's going to look like. Do you need to have the conversation about sex expectations while traveling?
That's what I was going to say. Even if you're at home, I think it's just setting up that expectation again and going, what is it going to look like? We're going to have to double down a little bit here. We're going to have to do a walk and talk. We're going to have our coffee break. You know, for a lot of you guys, I mean, you're doing that. And it's in those time frames where we're going to go, okay, let's make sure we're both on the same page of how this is going to look for us during this time period. Because it can get real easy for us not to mention anything. We have it in our mind. We have it in our heart. We feel the stirring. And yet we're like, it's Christmas. It's New Year. I don't want to really get into that right now because we got all this other stuff. And yet, then you become frustrated. Your expectations are not met. His or her expectations are not met. And then we get into a bah humbug Christmas morning. And so let's just talk about it because we're already out. We're already doing it. For those of you who are going out of town, maybe traveling, we have our vacation planner. And this thing is gold. It is the thing that you should be talking about when you're taking off for vacation. And I'll even say you can mark off vacation. You can call it your holiday planner. And you can check that out at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/vacation planner. Go over it. It's quick. It's easy. But it sets up those expectations for you both so you both can win. And if you do it well in advance, and I'm not saying you got to do this weeks in advance, you can do this a couple of days in advance, a week in advance is plenty of time. Have it, take a picture of it for both of you to have. But now you've expressed, you know the expectation.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have discussed it to say, okay, this is what we're going to do. Now, once you show up, things may shift, things may change. So you got to be willing to be flexible,
sure,
and move, but at least you guys have something, a foundation to start from. And I'll make sure to have a link to this in the episode notes for you guys as well.
And I just want to say one thing too, that you can use the vacation planner if you're staying home and people are coming your way.
That's true.
Right. It's not one of those things where it's just if we're traveling, because if you have other people in your house, if you, you know, it's going to be a time when the kids are home and mm-hmm. maybe money is going to look different because there is a financial component to the vacation planner. But we have to get away from thinking, and I'm actually talking to myself right now, that it's okay if we don't talk about this stuff. Because I will tell you, the biggest source of frustration for Tony is when we've had some kind of conversation about sex, and then because of fatigue or because I'm tired or because I just am in an avoidance place, I don't bring it up. And he's like, but we talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're not even engaging in the conversation. Where even if the answer wasn't going to go, like, let's say, you know, it's a Friday night and we'd agreed, you know, with the intimacy lifestyle, that's my last day. Even if I'm coming to him and saying, babe, you know, I'm exhausted, headache, whatever, something has come up and like, can we just table this to Saturday morning? He would rather hear that come out of my mouth than me just like roll over and ignore it. Right. And that's something that we want to encourage as you guys establish what your expectations are, whether you're traveling or you're at home or the kids are on break. Remember, this is not Christmas break for your sex life. If anything, you may actually have more opportunities to have sex because you start looking at those windows when people are napping or when you can be awake and have sex or you know, whatever this is. And you're like, whoa, if we get intentional, we could actually maybe have more sex over Christmas instead of less sex.
I'd love to share like our favorite times of having sex.
Definitely.
During Christmas. So as I shared, Elise and I are taking off with the family this year. We have spent, in all honesty, in our married and dating before we even got married, every single Christmas with my family where I grew up. And other than one other one, when we lived in Spokane, Washington, our oldest, Alex, was born in mid-December, and we were there. And I think we celebrated Christmas, your
folks.
My family
came out like the day or two later, mm-hmm. I think the 26th.
Your folks came up, and so we spent Christmas Day just us together. So all these years we've always spent with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And so early on, and even as the kids got older, we had to get creative. It was basically, hey, we were up there Christmas Eve. And when the kids were younger, we would stay, you know, a day or two after Christmas. As they've gone older, we typically would leave on Christmas night.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to get a little creative over the years. And one year I remember we had extended family who flew in, mm-hmm. and they were here. So space was tight between the houses where I grew up, between my aunt and uncle, my mom and my dad, and my aunt and uncle have an RV. And so everybody was taking their places, and it so ended up that Elise and I took the RV, and it actually worked out to our advantage. It was really sort of funny, but afterwards, in the moment of dealing with like, wait a minute, why are we getting relegated to the RV?
Mm-hmm.
And it happened to be a wintry Christmas for us here in Southern California. Rain was pelting it. My uncle wouldn't even turn it on to give us heat for some reason. So we were buried under like blankets just to stay warm. And yet for me, it's one of the most memorable one because we did. We took advantage of even that moment. We were able to just go, you know what? This is our moment.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's around. We don't have to worry about anybody hearing us or anything going on. So we can have sex here and enjoy it. So it's just one of those most memorable moments for me of us being intentional and making sure of just taking advantage of something that, man, sort of could have derailed us, and we turned it around to make it a win for us.
Well, and even as young marrieds, you know, I remember because Tony's mom and dad and aunt and uncle live a mile from each other, not even a mile. And so one would have, Tony's parents would have Christmas Eve, and then Tony's aunt and uncle would have Christmas Day. And so, you know, family would be going back and forth between the houses. And we thought we were so, so sneaky. So on Christmas Day, when everybody had gone over to his aunt and uncle's house, for the first couple of years, we always seemed to, quote, forget something at mom and dad's house. And I'm like looking at him across the table. I'm like, oh, Tony, I forgot whatever it was. Can we go get it? And so we'd, you know, find ourselves like, oh, yeah, yeah, we'll be back. We'll be back. Well, like half an hour later.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, keep in mind, it's a 2-minute drive, and you know, so 4 minutes, we should have been able to be back in about 10. Half an hour later, we'd come rolling back, maybe a little disheveled, but definitely smiling, because we'd just go into an empty house where we knew nobody was going to be, and we'd just have sex.
Yeah.
Right. And it was fun, and it was exciting, and it makes you think, okay, what does this look like? Where can we carve out the time? You know, do we need to say yes to every Christmas party? Right. You may not. Some of them you may, just because, you know, work and things like that, like you're expected to show up, but some you may not. Do you need to stuff yourself at every meal just because the food's on the table? Well, to that I say, have sex before you go out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be in, like, shift it up. There's nothing that says you have to have sex at the end of the date night. You can actually, you're adults, you can have dessert before dinner.
Go for it.
Do it.
Well, it's well worth it. It's, you're awake and you can just still have fun and not have anything on your plate when you come home. You can kick your shoes off, get to bed, read your book, and fall asleep.
Absolutely.
We love that.
You know, and think about things, you know, especially when it comes to holiday sex, because I know one of the things that tends to trip me up, and it doesn't matter if we're in our house or if we're in somebody else's house, is the temperature.
Yeah.
Like, if you need to have a heat, I mean, if you're in a pinch and you're traveling, travel with a heating pad.
Oh, real quick. I know we need to go there for staying warm. Rendezvous kit.
Oh,
Let's hit. I just want to make sure we share the rendezvous kit with everybody.
Okay, I'm going to start with the heating pad, and then we'll come to the rendezvous kit. You know, if you're at your own home, you can obviously crank up the heat. If you crank up the heat when you've got a whole bunch of people there, they may be wondering why they're suddenly, you know, in an 80 degree house. Whereas if you use a heating pad, heating pads are your best friend, because you can lay it on the bed while y'all are getting ready. It warms everything up, and nobody else has to know that the heat's on. Just the two of you. It's a great way around the heat thing. The rendezvous kit that Tony was talking about. When you're not having sex in your own room, mm-hmm. like where you know everything is, you know where the towels or the tissues or whatever, you want to be prepared. We have this tiny little organza bag. The inside of it has a Ziploc bag for trash. It has a tissue for cleanup. It has a condom, just because it helps when you're traveling to not have to deal with the cleanup. And it has a travel size lubricant.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful little organza bag. If somebody like just looked in my purse, just because, they'd be like, oh, that's pretty. But the reality is that we can actually have sex anywhere, because I have the kit, as long as I remember to bring the kit, which is why we're telling you to bring, not only pack it, but bring it with you, because that will make the cleanup around holiday sex that much easier.
Yeah. So, hey, this holiday, make sure you are planning to have sex. And more importantly, you guys are setting the expectations well beforehand, so both of you understand where you're at. And hey, for some of you, we didn't even bring this up, but for some of you, it may just be that time of the month. And even that, though, helps to understand where you're at and what's going on. And as you spend Christmas and into the new year, set it up, set the expectation. Most of all, guys, enjoy this time together. Have the joy that really is about the season, is to enjoy one another, enjoy your family. And most of all, hey, spice it up. Have some fun. Make some adjustments when needed. But do have that fun together. We love you guys. We're excited for you and what you do this holiday with one another. Love you guys. Take care, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.